talk line and you can win whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Nami.
Once again, 855-453. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site if you'd like. You find something online that you think's interesting, submit it over at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will get a chance to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you have suggested, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. And it's, so it's constantly updating. There's constantly something new on the website, but it's thanks to you. If you, the listener, did not go and participate, then there would be nothing of interest there. So it's all thanks to you. FreeTalkLive.com. We continue. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. And we were actually last hour talking about encryption and this court case, outrageous court case, where a judge has forced a woman to reveal her encrypted data, essentially forcing her to testify against herself. She brings up the fact that, hey, this is a pretty clear violation of, you know, that whole Fifth Amendment protection against the right to self, the right to be free from self-incrimination. And the judge said, I don't think so. That's not how I interpret the Fifth Amendment, little lady. I think that the Fifth Amendment doesn't apply to your encrypted computer, so therefore, hand it over.
That's right, and if there's something there that's going to prove you guilty of bank fraud, lady, you are going to be guilty of bank fraud.
Or if she opens it up and there's some sort of questionable pornography, or maybe some computer files that she didn't pay for, or something like that,
right.
Some downloaded movies, maybe she'll end up getting some extra charges tacked on
awesome.
There, too. Yeah. What do you do about this? How do you have encryption? Why even bother having encryption if they can just force you into revealing the information?
Right.
So the answer, according to Gene, who called in, one of the folks that has sent me information here, is the TrueCrypt program, TrueCrypt.org. They have what they call hidden volumes. And the way it works, from my understanding of it, is when you create this encrypted, you can encrypt an entire drive, but you can also create an encrypted container, basically. So you can create a file on your computer that is like a box, basically. You just put a bunch of stuff in that you want to be encrypted. So the rest of your computer can be unencrypted. So, for instance, something you might want to encrypt is like your Bitcoin wallet.
Right.
You know, keep some, whatever is important business documents, whatever it is you want to encrypt, you put it in this file. Now, you can make the container in two ways. There's one where it's just a regular encrypted container. You type in your lengthy encrypted your password to unlock the encryption, and then it lets you in, and you can browse through the files as though it's a normal drive on your computer.
Right.
But the hidden volume version of that basically creates a secret hidden container within that file. So what happens is, it essentially turns it, because the way the encryption works is it creates the file the full size. So if you tell it you want to create a 50 gigabyte or 20 gig or even just a 5 megabyte, whatever, you can make the size whatever you want. You create this file, it basically just takes up all of that space on your disk with random, what appears to be random data.
Right.
So the people that are the, you know, the analysts, the geeks that are on the government's team, these bad people that are looking at your disk, they're looking at the file, they can't tell that there's another encrypted volume within that, basically. So it's you're kind of almost nesting encryptions in a way. Not
yeah.
quite. Because when you open up the – when you go to access the file with the hidden volume in it – so there's two portions, right? There's the one that's just the regular encrypted volume, and then within that there's a hidden encrypted volume. When you go to open the file, it asks you for the password. Well, this is where if you're being forced to give the password, and maybe it's not even the government that's doing it. Maybe it's some private person who wants to get access to your business data or something like that. Maybe you're being held at gunpoint to reveal some sort of a password to some important business thing. You give them the password that's going to give them the nothing files. You know, you'll have some files in there that are just, you know, they're not that important. If people find them, it's just something for them to find. And then there's another password that will get you into the other files. Do
right.
you see what I'm saying?
What's inside, right.
Right. So if somebody's saying, all right, hand it over. No, I don't want to give that password to you. Well, you better, because this man in the robe said you have to. All right, fine. It's blah, blah, blah. But you didn't give them the password to the real encrypted files within that encrypted file. Does that make any sense?
It makes sense to me. Okay. What I think, though, is to say that it's not findable is not accurate. It's certainly findable. It's just not accessible. So,
well, they would have to know it's there in the first place, and there's no way for them to know that.
Well, my understanding is even if you hide a partition on a drive, mm-hmm. If you know what you're looking for, if you are a geek, and as you say, I would assume that the geeks on the government side are true geeks,
geeks.
And know what they're looking for. Yeah. That's right. And so if they are looking for it, they can probably find it.
They can find the file. They can find the encrypted.
But they can't get into it.
Right. They can't know what's in there, and they can't know that there's another encrypted partition within it. Just from looking at it from the outside, it just looks like random data on the disk. So they can know. They can say, "Well, this is encrypted. You need to let us in here." But they can't know if there's another encrypted version of that, if that makes any sense.
It does.
So it's like encryption within encryption. So that's where it comes to the plausible deniability thing. So we'll continue here with you and your calls. You can bring up whatever you want, and we'll go to Tom, listening in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nemi. Hello, Tom.
Hi. Great to meet you guys again.
What's on your mind today?
I keep you in the loop here with the assault charges that I'm facing.
Tell me more about that.
I'm totally in the dark. I have received no discovery whatsoever. This started taking place on November 15th. I was arrested by mail. I received the summons to show up for an arraignment on assault and battery and disorderly conduct on December 8th. And just by showing up, because now I filed the four motions that I'm going to start with tomorrow, I have the answers to the motions by the prosecuting attorney. And just by, because I'm challenging jurisdiction, that's one of them, and just by showing up, just the fact that I showed up, because he says so, that they already can assume jurisdiction because I showed up. Under the threat that I'd go to jail, they have a gun pointed at me if I don't show up, you showed up, so you gave up your right to jurisdiction. That's their claim. Of course, I'm going to argue that. But anyway, I still do not know who I am accused of assaulting. I do not know when or where this assault took place.
Wow.
I just have this citation. All I have right now is an unsigned citation from a police officer claiming that I am being charged with assault and battery and disorderly conduct.
Well, Tom, I've got to tell you, it was really a prank. I put that letter in the mail to you, so you can't really prove who it's from. Ha ha.
No, unfortunately, I've been in the arraignment already, so I know better.
When is this trial scheduled to occur?
Well, the trial, and this gets even better, the trial is scheduled for February 10th. They wouldn't hear my very first motions, which are now, obviously, I don't want to put the cart before the horse and file all the motions I want to file, because I want to get through these first ones first and try to get it dismissed. And it gets even better. I hired an attorney. This is where it gets really strange. When this first took place, I hired an attorney for $175 to do two things. One, I wanted the police audio recording because they had tried to interrogate me, and I refused to talk to them. And this kept going and kept going and kept going. And then I know that as soon as you tell them you do not want to speak, they're supposed to stop unless they arrest you and then whatever they want to do. But they kept going. And I wanted that recording really bad. I paid this lawyer to get that and the subpoena, the videotape of where this took place.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? This guy, and also he sent in a discovery request for me. Well, by doing that, that kind of put him in a situation where it looked like I retained him.
Mm.
So it gets even better. 2 days before, and he knew I did not want to retain him. Number one, I'm not going to pay him $1,000. And number two, I didn't want an attorney. I wanted to do this on my own because we have a lot more leeway. So check this out. 2 days before my arraignment, he calls me up and he says, "Oh, guess what?
I'll tell you what. Hold on. We'll continue your story here in a moment. The legal land nightmare that it's sounding like. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can tell your story, bring up whatever's on your mind, take control of the airwaves. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
VaporSniff e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniffs are clean, efficient, and tasty. Four strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSniff.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you. Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring in whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there, features including the news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. And if there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com and get on the list there. You can follow us via email, or Twitter or Facebook, news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out a news update very early in the morning as I wrapped up adding a brand new stream to our website. So you now have three streams from which to choose. We've got the dial-up/narrowband stream for those of you on very limited, restricted internet connections. We've got now a mid-grade stream, a mid-band stream, where it's 32 kilobits per second, so twice the bandwidth of the dial-up stream. But not quite as, it doesn't sound quite as good as our full bandwidth, high bandwidth stream, which is 64 kilobits per second. So you now have three choices instead of just two. And you would have known that first if you were on the news list. And you can get on that list over at news.freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
Nemi from the Shire Free Press, shirefreepress.com. Relatively new site. They're still building it, I think. But,
yes, we are in production. We have some great pieces that are coming. We have some investigative journalism that is coming up on security in New Hampshire courts, and also a kind of spinning out the Robin Hooding endeavors. If no one is, if you're not familiar with what Robin Hooding is, it's the practice of going out and beating. Or getting in front of the parking attendants and our parking meter maids. What do you call them?
The enforcers.
That's right. The people who
parking
are out there writing
enforcers.
Tickets and just drop a nickel in and kind of render their ticket obsolete.
Right,
or,
before they can get to the right, person's car. You're saving them, essentially.
Feed them to it. So I would love to see CS organize an effort, and the group here in Keene definitely has the ability to do it. We have the enthusiasm to do it. We'd like to go out and see if we can render parking enforcement useless for a week.
For 8 hours a day. Wow, that's really
ambitious. It's ambitious, but I know we can do it.
If you can pull that off, it will be a huge
We can do it.
So I think you're right. I think it's possible maybe now with the amount of people we have here.
Absolutely.
If we double the amount of activists, it would be even easier, though.
We've gone mobile. We have two-way radios that we use in the cars, and we go out and we follow the parking attendants around. And I'd like to see if, you know, what the costs are, and just do a really investigative piece for the Shire Free Press, and those are a couple of things that we're working on that I'm really excited
about. The board
operator
says he's heard that if you fill the meter and you get caught, that you can get a ticket yourself, but that's not true in Keene,
New Hampshire.
In some places, it is true. In some places, it is a crime to save someone else's parking meter.
That's right, and what we've seen in Keene is they've brought the kiosks in again, much like the Bearcat situation that I'm sure we've talked about on the air before. The city council really isn't interested in what the people of Keene have to say or what the opinions are of the people who are in Keene. So we have these kiosks that kind of make Robin Hooding a little more difficult.
It makes it impossible.
We'll see. I think we'll see in the next couple of weeks.
It makes it impossible because you can't go and you can't ascertain how much time someone has left on their meter.
I got lots of nickels, Ian.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, but you don't know if someone needs to be rescued in the first place.
True.
With that system. So, I mean, you could put a nickel on everyone's account.
Sure.
I suppose. I guess if you beat the person there and then put a nickel on everyone's account on that whole strip, then that would be a way to do it.
And wouldn't that still be less than $10 or $15 an hour that they're plus benefits that they're paying whoever it is that they're sending out to enforce the parking regulations?
It's certainly a much more legal option than taking a chainsaw to the meters. So let's go back to the phones here. Tom is on the line listening in Michigan. Tom, you're going through a crazy court situation where you've been indicted on, what was it, assault? Was it assault charges?
Yes, it's simple assault. It's not aggravated assault, so it's just a misdemeanor.
So you've been indicted on a mystery ticket written by a mystery officer for an event that you don't even know what it is. It has not yet been revealed to you, even though you've gone to an arraignment. You hired an attorney. The attorney put in for discovery for you. And you made it clear to this attorney you did not want to retain his services, but for some reason the court has determined that you did, and you were telling us about that. So do continue.
So where I left off was the attorney that I hired just specifically to do the subpoenas, because I thought, well, he's a court officer. He can get the subpoenas quicker, which is the videotapes that I wanted from the facility I was sitting in when the officers encountered me, and they're claiming I was disorderly. And the FOIA information, that's what it says specifically on the receipt that he signed, that I wanted the FOIA information of the police audio recording that they claimed that they were taking. And as I told you guys before, I called my friend Kurt here, and I wanted him to listen in on it. And they had the cops had a fit about that I picked up my phone and called. They accused me of being a conspiracy theorist. Well, lo and behold, all the information is gone. The attorney that I hired to do this never got that done. And he showed up again. Back to what I was saying, he called me 2 days before my arraignment and told me that his secretary accidentally faxed in an appearance notice.
Oh my!
So I didn't want him there, but he had to show up. So we talked in the hall. We went inside, and I told him, "I want you to leave. I don't want an attorney." He says, "I have to. I have to appear because, of course, you know, he's part of the bar." And the secretary did this, so he claims. So the first thing, the judge calls my name. I walk up there, and of course, right away, the attorney jumps in there. And because he did this, and he claims, and the judge specifically asked him if he was retained. I mean, I can read this to you. It's very, very short.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it in my hand right now because one of the things I did, I'm claiming it was an improper arraignment because I was never asked for, I was never even asked for a plea. Nothing.
Wow.
I never made a plea. I never said guilty, not guilty. They never even asked me. And that's one of the things that I have on one of the motions of improper arraignment. And the city attorney claims, oh, no, you were asked and you made the plea. And I have this transcript. I gave it to him. I made 4 copies. One's going to go to the court, and everybody has one. And what screwed me here so far is the judge calls us up, and again, the attorney walks right up and basically introduces himself as my attorney and says that I was offered a plea, and in lieu of the plea, I want to go forth with a jury trial. And then he says, oh, and I want to, withdraw from the case. So he's lying right there in court. I never hired this man.
Hmm.
Plus, after all was said and done, I was so angry, he returned half of my money. I've never heard of retaining a lawyer for $87.50 in my life.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what's coming next for this?
I'm sitting here listening to you guys, and I'm listening. I was going to bring my laptop in there tomorrow because I don't have the money to pay the thousands of dollars for these books to reference the rules of court and the MCL, Michigan Compiled Law, statute laws. So I had it on PDF form. I was ready to go. And here I'm listening to you guys talking about confiscating my laptop and all this. And I'm thinking, I'm already going to be pushing my luck with the questions I'm going to ask. And, I studied Mark Stevens and Chris Dictionary. And I'm going to right away walk in with the presumption and assumption that I am not the fictitious name that you're calling me.
You know what? I wish you the best of luck, Tom, and keep us in the loop with what goes down. It sounds pretty outrageous thus far. I don't even know what the situation is, and they're charging me with a crime. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can download archives going all the way back to 2006 and get interactive with our other listeners via the bulletin board system. That's one option. There's also a chat room we can tell you more about later. But you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get to the bulletin board system where you can interact on our, it's basically a forum, but also we post show notes there as well. So sometimes the show prep that you hear on the show, we'll post that over at bbs.freetalklive.com as well. And of course, like everything on our website, the BBS is totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue with you and your thoughts, let's go to Daniel in Seattle. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nemi.
Hi, good evening. Hey, I need some advice. I was hoping you'd give it to me.
For what it's worth.
Well, that's what I called. So I am a Cub Scout leader, and we meet once a week, and I've been doing it for about a year. And last night at the meeting, the topic was how to do a flag ceremony properly. And I really enjoy doing the, you know, hanging out with the boys and stuff and doing all the fun stuff. But last night I kind of felt like I was a Nazi or a Jew at a Nazi meeting.
Oh my.
Because the whole time was, you know, this is how you salute the flag. This is the proper way to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's stand. Be more respectful. It was just sort of the state worship kind of thing you guys talk about. And it made me really uncomfortable.
I bet it did. It would make me uncomfortable too.
So I don't know if I could take a lot more of that. And normally, that's only like a couple minutes of the, you know, the meeting, maybe at the beginning or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get by that, but what might you do in my situation?
I think I would quit. And here's why. I have a number of different levels that I can relate to on this. Believe it or not, I was a Boy Scout for a year. I was a staff member.
Really?
I was a Boy Scout. And I too, as an atheist, I had some issues with it. As a female,
sure.
I had some issues with it. As someone who is supportive of the gay community, I had some issues with it. So I left. And it's really all about you looking at you being able to look yourself in the eye at the end of the day. Now, additionally, I was a Girl Scout, and my dad was my Girl Scout leader, and he was an Army colonel. So he
Hold
was.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying you were a Boy Scout and your dad was a Girl Scout?
No, my dad. I was a Boy Scout as when I was in college. When I was a little girl, I was a Girl Scout, and my dad was my troop leader. And as a military guy. He was a U.S. Army colonel. He was very into color guard and the proper saluting of the flag, proper color guard protocol. I'm sure you understand exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, the other guy that I work with used to be in the military and is just exactly the same.
Right. So you know the flag rules and that it should be lit at night and taken in if it's not an all-weather flag. You know the whole routine. So you know that there are people in the world who are like this. At the end of the day, it's can you look yourself in the face in the mirror? That would be my advice to you. And if it's not something that you can deal with, then I would suggest get out of it. That's what I did.
Well, not only that, if you're going to take that path and leave, you should probably speak out on the way out the door, too. Like, you know, talk to whoever it is that you have to talk to resign and say, let them know the reasons why. You know, I don't feel comfortable in this organization. I mean, I want to help. I like working with the kids. You know, this is what I like about being here, and I appreciate the opportunity I've had. But I've also been really frustrated with this mindless state worship that the Scouts is inculcating into these kids. I think it's really dangerous. It's a crazy religion, or, you know, whatever, however you want to put your feelings. But you
right.
should. I think that when you just walk out from an organization, they don't get feedback. If you want to help them grow over time, then you have to give them, you know, plant a few seeds, leave some feedback. They're probably just going to say, well, see you later then, buddy.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
out of here, you yeah. punk. But at the very least, you'd be able to say your piece and explain yourself as to why it is that that you're leaving. And maybe you could start like a competing organization, like the Freedom Scouts or something like
right.
that, and let you know, let boys and girls in, and gay people in, etc.
Do you think there's any I ought to make any consideration towards the potential maybe positive effect I could have on the boys in the organization?
I think what you're going to find is that as my answer to your question is maybe. You may be able to reach one or two until your higher-ups or your supervisors inside the Boy Scouts, they get wind of what you're doing. You know, and then you're going to be hung out to dry in front of your troop. That's pretty much how it's going to go.
Yeah, because as soon as you start convincing some of the troops to not, you know, stand during the pledge and to, you know, to actually overtly disobey in these ways, it'll become real obvious.
Just to exercise their rights, or to retain the option of exercising their rights, or that they have the right to remain seated, or they have the right to not say the under God portion of the pledge, or they have...
Or just even start a conversation
anything.
About the pledge,
right.
to start a conversation about the flag and what it stands for and what the pledge means, and that it was written originally by a socialist. So, yeah, I mean, you could go out with a bang, sort of, in that way if you wanted to, but either way, you're going to be out, right? Like, either they're going to kick you out, or you're going to have to leave on your own volition.
Or be miserable. There's
yeah.
your third option.
Hey, let us know what you end up deciding.
Absolutely.
And Daniel, thanks for the call.
Good
I appreciate
luck.
It, man. Yeah, good luck out there. That's a tough thing to do. And it's tough to start your own organization. Obviously, it's a lot easier to just join something that already exists. But maybe, I don't know, it'd probably be a lot harder in Seattle. But maybe if you moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and started networking with some liberty-oriented families, maybe it wouldn't be so hard to start up some sort of a scouting organization.
Right. Because there are lots of good, they're fantastic skills that they teach in the Scouts.
Right. It's not like the resources aren't there. I mean, you can still teach people how to tie knots and
sure.
put up a tent.
Right.
And
set a fire.
Build a shelter, start a fire. I mean, so, you know, all that information is there. It's just not being couched, or it's currently being couched in the statist mantra.
Right.
And the statist belief system, or this crazy state religion, if you might want to call it that. And by the way, speaking of building and surviving and things like that, wisefoodstorage.com can help you out, because you know, it sucks to have to run through the woods with a knife in your loincloth and slaughter animals and, you know, cook them over a fire. It makes a lot more sense to just have some food and storage in your basement. You know, in the event of some sort of a disaster, whether it be natural or some sort of a man-made occurrence, it's good to have some food around. And the fact is, if you're out in the woods hunting for food, you're going to be competing with other people who are doing that same thing. We just don't have the resources. There's just not enough natural resources in any general given area to support a full population. So it makes more sense to have something stored away. And Wise Food Storage can help you with that. Go to wisefoodstorage.com and learn about their delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches that carry a 25-year shelf life. This is serious food storage solution. You can go to wisefoodstorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Get a free entree sample. Try it out. See what you think about this, because I think the quality is very good. We've had other listeners comment on our Facebook profile saying they agree that they've switched to Wise Food from some of the other stored food competitors out there because they were so impressed with the sample entree that they received from Wise Food Storage. So give them a call, 855-FOODWISE. Use promo code FTL and get free shipping on any order. That's promo code FTL at 855-FOODWISE or wisefoodstorage.com. As we continue here with your calls and your thoughts, Paul in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live, Paul.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, you're on with Anna as well. What's on your mind?
Hey, the last two callers is kind of going to fall right in line of what I'm about to say. The reason why I'm calling in is I wanted to comment on, right when you guys opened the show, you made a comment, Ian, to the fact that the when you said they, and I guess you're talking about the establishment, it appears that they want everybody to be in jail or to be arrested. And being a former law enforcement officer, it was kind of funny how these last two callers kind of go in line with what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Is that the police academies are set up to be paramilitary organizations. They're functioning just as like the last caller talked about, where they praise the flag and they salute it and they do all these other things. And what my concern is that years ago, when anyone had an interaction with law enforcement, just because you were an upstanding citizen without a criminal record was enough for you to be sufficient to go on your way. Today, the police are trained, and I'm being a person who went through their academies, they're teaching us to.
Everyone's a suspect. Hang on, Paul. We'll bring it back here in a moment for more thoughts. Former cop, more coming on to Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can get interactive on our website, and there are various different things you can do there. They're all free, though. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We do have a way for you to contribute to the show if you would like, if you value Free Talk Live. If you value the idea that we're here on the air 7 nights a week across over 100 radio stations around the country, and of course online as well as satellites, we're on up on XM on two different channels there. If that's valuable to you, then you can voluntarily support the show through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month and we invest that in the show and get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So you can get the perks as well as just help. You can do it because you want to help us. But you can also do it because there's perks involved, like access to the AMP Only forum, the AMP Only podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use alternative options like Visa or MasterCard right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with Paul in Tennessee. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live. Former cop. Is this Paul McConkie, by the way?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay, great. I talked to you yesterday. We did an interview that was attached to the show after the fact. So we didn't do it on the air. We did it prior to the show, and then I added it to the end of the program. Mark normally does these interviews, but he's out of town this week. And I'm glad I had the chance because it was very interesting. You're the author of In Plain Sight, which is you're one of our advertisers actually right now. And you're relating to people your experience as a law enforcement officer who you were in the field for approximately 10 years. And you were just commenting on the police these days and how everyone is a suspect. Doesn't matter how upstanding they might be in the community, they're a suspect. So continue your thoughts.
Well, and that's where my thought was headed, was that the law enforcement agencies today, with their paramilitary organization training, is brainwashing the American people that have chosen to enter the field of law enforcement to look at everybody as a suspect. And if they are not immediately a suspect, they are to be treated as to gain evidence to turn them into a suspect. Now, the sad part is that we have come so far away from that pole you know, basically switching poles here in our society, that now we're talking about law enforcement, and this is the phrase that I'm now saying. Law enforcement agencies that are unprincipled and immoral are the greatest threat to public safety. But at the same time, these are the same individuals that are supposed to be protecting us.
The irony.
Okay, so what makes me sad, and I hope that the listeners that are hearing my voice, is that we need to wake up and we need to see that when these individuals confront us, that they're confronting us with the mentality to turn us in criminals. And the reason why I say that, because with my experience, the system is only set up to deal with career criminals. It is not set up to deal with a one-time offender. And if anybody disbelieves me, any police officer that or correctional officer that disagrees with me, they need to wake up and smell what they're shoveling. Because if you go and you look at your systems, if you go and look at your NCIC, you look at everything that goes from the booking process, everything is set up to make somebody a return criminal. That's why they have, you know, they say that, you know, you can go on probation, but if you can't make your payments, you're going to go back to jail.
That's right. Yep. And, you know, even if you, and violation of probation is so easy to get. There's so many different provisions and they're so petty that it's not hard at all to get a VOP and then end up again back in prison. It's a crazy system. And, Paul, it is frustrating. And I hope that we can see some change maybe up here in New Hampshire. But I posted an article over at freekeen.com earlier this morning that kind of shows why it's so hard, to make these changes, because on one hand, the police will constantly say things like, well, we're just doing our job. We're only doing what the legislature tells us to do. You know, we don't really care what we're told to do. We just do as we're told. But that's not true. The cops come out as an organization in favor of more tyranny. They lobby for new legislation. They lobby against legislation that would repeal the levels of tyranny that they've already created. So even here in New Hampshire, where it's a relatively gun-friendly place to be, there are still a few restrictions. And there was a proposal to repeal some of those restrictions recently.
Yes.
And the police chiefs came out, or the police, you know, the cops came out in opposition of this proposal, and they came out with their fear-mongering about how, oh, you can't let some felons have guns because...
Toured the state, even.
What's that?
They toured the state,
really?
Even.
So on
yeah.
a speaking tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, so to fear-monger people to say, you can't just legalize felons carrying firearms, and it was only a proposal to legalize some felons, it wasn't even all felons, but you can't even have these child molesters having firearms or whoever having firearms because, well, they're felons. And, you know, the suggestion, of course, there is that if it were because it's illegal, that the felons are unable to get firearms, which is a complete fantasy and mm-hmm. totally unrealistic and absurd. And as we know from Mark, who is not here tonight, but he is someone who did go to prison for a violent felony. And now he has a family and he's completely turned his life around, but he can't protect his family. No, it's a felony again for him to even possess a weapon to protect his family.
Even a plastic knife.
But none of
that
matters to the police, because once you're a criminal in their book, you're a criminal forever, even if you've so-called paid your debt to society or whatever. But the point being that they come out and they lobby against these freedom measures. They're active advocates for the state. They're active advocates for the status quo and for increasing their control and the militarization of the police. And it seems like the only way to defeat these people is to somehow outnumber them. And unfortunately, we're not to that point yet. You told me in your interview, Paul, that you are a Free State Project participant. And you plan on coming up to New Hampshire, which I think is exciting. I don't know what your timetable is, but I know you said you're going to run for sheriff down south first. I wish you were here running for sheriff in Cheshire County, because the sheriff here is out of control, and we've got a lot of activists that would love to help with something like that. But
okay. And Ian, that may all change. Okay, that I may be up in New Hampshire and running for county sheriff in the county, you know, like, you know, where you're at. And, but this is the biggest factor that the American people need in law enforcement, in the entire law enforcement community. You know, they need to, you said fear mongering, and this is the key of what they're doing, and which is explained in my book. They need to look at the fear-mongering that they are accomplishing, because how they're accomplishing not only the fear-mongering is that they're making small criminals out of these people, these American citizens, and then once they get a record because they went in and they got convicted, of a misdemeanor, like, say, marijuana possession. Mm-hmm. They're afraid to do anything now because they're afraid their past is going to go up. So you were absolutely correct when you said once a criminal, always a criminal. And that is not the America that I grew up in, that I was born into. And I'm not going to allow it to stand.
Thank you.
Well, good on you, Paul, and I look forward to seeing you here sooner rather than later, because I know that if I myself or Nemi were to run for sheriff, it just, you know, we'd be laughed out of the race.
Well, I am taking the police exam in April.
Really?
I am.
I'm curious to know what that's all about. Paul, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. But if one of us were to run, we wouldn't be taking it seriously because we don't have the law enforcement experience. But
right.
Somebody with 10 years of law enforcement experience, who also, by the way, I was talking with, again, if you hear the interview on last night's podcast, he talks about how he was not only in law enforcement but also in the military, also went to law school. And, you know, and so he's been in all of these areas of tyranny, basically.
Please come to Cheshire County.
Yeah, please
do. We need you here.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, speaking of the law, yeah, we know that they make the rules up as they go along. But all that said, they still somehow have to pretend like they're following some rules. And if you know what those rules are, it can make a big difference when you're in court. If you go in completely without any knowledge, they're just going to roll right over top of you. If you go in with some knowledge, it can make a difference. And so Jurisdictionary can help you with that. They offer a 4-CD course that is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend, and it costs less than an hour with any good attorney. So this is a great solution for people that don't want to hire an attorney or can't afford an attorney. I'm I'm both of those categories.
Yeah.
I can't afford it, and I don't want one. And Jurisdictionary will arm you with the information that you need to have the best chance in the government's, you know, admittedly very restrictive and very biased courtrooms. Now, Jurisdictionary.com is where you go to download some free tools. Go ahead and take it for a test drive. They get free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, the free legal dictionary, free videos, and, of course, you can buy the course and use their pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here. Coming up, there's news. Nemi, you're going to share. If we get a chance, though, the phones are pretty low.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to take your calls about anything. But also on the way, if we get a chance, the latest rankings on press freedom. U.S. not looking so hot. In fact, it hasn't looked very hot for a while from if I'm recalling
right,
correctly.
Right, that's true.
But now the U.S. has dropped further, apparently. We'll give you more details. Also, in related news, not going to get into detail on it, but the Heritage Foundation, the U.S. has dropped on their rankings of economic freedom, I believe, from 9th place to 10th place.
Yes.
In the most recent one. Hour 3's next. You take control. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.